In a major victory for Democrats and environmentalists, the Senate voted to block oil drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. The action came shortly after another dramatic moment when the tie-breaking vote of Vice President Dick Cheney was needed to pass a measure to trim federal spending by nearly $40 billion. But the fate of other legislative matters remains unresolved as lawmakers try to get out of town for the holidays. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
For the second time this year, the contentious issue of drilling in the Arctic was the subject of an emotional Senate debate. The first time, the measure was attached to a budget bill, but moderate Republicans in the House refused to go along. So this time, backers of drilling attached the provision to a must-pass $453 billion defense spending bill. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist tried to frame the debate as one about funding U.S. troops.
The Democrats should not filibuster our defense appropriations bill, and that's what we will be voting on here in a few minutes. We are a nation at war. Right now, our troops are engaged on the battlefield with a determined enemy. The consequences are grave.
But Democrats weren't having that argument. Connecticut Democrat Joseph Lieberman, a fervent backer of the U.S. effort in Iraq, said someone asked him how he, as a strong supporter of the military, could vote against the defense spending bill.
My answer is, I am not the one threatening support for our military in the middle of the war. It is those who have had the audacity and disrespect for our rules to attach this provision to funding for our troops that are endangering it.
That was the heart of the Democrats' argument against the ANWR drilling provision. It was about Senate rules. It pitted two senior guardians of the institution against each other, Democrat Robert Byrd of West Virginia at 88 and 82-year-old Alaska Republican Ted Stevens. Resplendent in a red vest, Byrd professed his love for Stevens but said he was wrong.
I love this man from Alaska. I do. I love him. I feel that I have my blood in my veins is with his blood. I love him, but I love the Senate more.
For his part, Stevens, wearing his favorite tie depicting the Incredible Hulk, emotionally defended his long and indefatigable advocacy of drilling for oil on the piece of wilderness on Alaska's North Slope.
I went to the North Slope first in 1953 as a young U.S. attorney. I've been going there ever since. My best friends, really, in Alaska are up there. My first wife used to go out with them on the whaling trips and spend days with them. We know this Arctic. You don't know the Arctic at all.
Stevens was unable to sway enough of his colleagues to vote for the drilling plan, but opponents acknowledge it's only a temporary victory, that in all likelihood Stevens will be back again next year with another effort to win support for drilling. Meanwhile, the fate of the underlying defense spending bill remains unresolved. It contains money not only for troops, but for hurricane victims and flu preparedness. The other major legislation on the agenda for the day was a $40 billion package of spending cuts, but its ultimate fate, too, is unclear. The measure trims projected future spending in Medicare and Medicaid. For New Hampshire Republican Judd Gregg, it was the first time in 8 years that Congress
put our toe in the water, actually we're going up to our ankles, in the water of the issue of future responsibilities and how we control the spending of the federal government.
The bill also cuts student loans and child support enforcement while further tightening work requirements for welfare recipients. Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid denounced it.
It's an ideologically driven, extreme budget. It caters to lobbyists, an elite group of ultra-conservative ideologues in Washington, all at the expense of middle-class Americans.
While approving the spending cuts, the Senate made some minor changes to the bill, so it will now have to go back to the House, where it passed narrowly just before dawn Monday morning. The House is not expected to revisit the legislation until it returns to session at the end of January. Brian Naylor, NPR News, The Capitol.